trying to avoid a shutdown. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The yeas are 224 and the nays are 201.
The House approving a temporary spending bill last night to maintain government funding past Friday night's midnight deadline. This gives Congress another week to negotiate a longer-term spending measure. But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise says Democrats have been irresponsible by letting it get this close.
This has to change. We're going to change it, but they shouldn't do this on their last gasp right out the door before Christmas.
The Senate will consider the temporary funding bill today. The Federal Reserve Board has boosted interest rates again. Yesterday's 0.5% bump, the seventh increase this year.
The inflation data received so far for October and November show a welcome reduction in the monthly pace of price increases. But it will take substantially more evidence to give confidence that inflation is on a sustained downward path.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell suggesting there'll be another interest rate hike early in the new year. More severe weather Wednesday across the South. Jefferson, Louisiana Parish among the areas hit.
Very, very difficult night. Difficult to be out here with the residents who are clearing out their homes. I mean, we know what this is like for hurricanes, and I think everybody thought we kind of dodged a bullet with the hurricane season this year, and for us to be in December and having to see these people have such destruction on their homes, it's very, very difficult.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang, three people were killed by the storms in Louisiana. Tornado watches are posted in parts of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida until mid-morning today. The killer of a 16-year-old girl, Thomas Loden Jr., was given a lethal injection in Mississippi last night. His will be the last execution of the year. Two others were scheduled today but will not take place. Idaho doesn't have the lethal injection drugs, and Oklahoma doesn't have custody of the condemned killer. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
If you need health insurance, the deadline is at hand to apply for Affordable Care Act coverage.
In most states, today's the day by which you must apply for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act if you want a plan to kick in by January 1st. There are some exceptions in places with state-run exchanges. If you're in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, or New Mexico, you have until next week. And California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Nevada allow January 1st coverage to kick in as long as the application is in by December 31st. Now, in order to have coverage by February of 2023, the final open enrollment date is January 15th, so 1 month from now. President Biden extended open enrollment by a month for the foreseeable future in the 33 states that use healthcare.gov or the federal exchange system. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former Arizona Republican governor candidate Carrie Lake is suing her state's elections officials, claiming governor-elect Katie Hobbs used early balloting to cheat her way to victory.
We vote for a full month in Arizona with early ballots. And on election day, when the Republicans showed up, the election day voting was sabotaged. And that's what our case is going to prove. It's a 70-page lawsuit that reads like a real crime novel.
Hobbs was Arizona's chief elections official at the time. Lake lost by about 17,000 votes. Assuming severe weather doesn't get in the way, NASA is set to launch a science satellite today.
Delivered to orbit by a SpaceX rocket on contract for NASA, the new satellite will help scientists on Earth learn about the changing properties of all the bodies of water all over the planet. It's called Surface Water and Ocean Topography, or SWOT for short, and is a joint project between the U.S., the U.K., France, and Canada. SWOT's task is to measure how much water is in everything from oceans to lakes to rivers to ponds and reservoirs. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.